a minister had disclosed a revival in a large Midwestern city, and he got on the old train on his way back home. He sat down beside of a young man, and with nothing better to do, he tried to strike up a conversation about the weather. And after a while, he noticed he didn't get a response. And he looked at the young man, and he said, "Son, I'm a minister. If there's anything that I can help you with, I'll be glad to help you." The young man looked up at me with tears in his eyes, and he said, "Preacher, about 3 years ago, I got so mean that I even struck my father. And my daddy called me in and he said, 'Son, you're going to have to leave home because you're breaking your mother's heart.' Now, preacher, I've wandered around over this old country for the last 3 years. But about 2 weeks ago, God gloriously saved me. And now I'm on my way back home." I said, "Well, that's all well and good, but how do you know that your dad's going to welcome you when you get off of the train?" And he said, "Preacher, we've lived in a little old white house beside of these railroad tracks all of my life. And I wrote my dad and I told him that if I was welcome to get off the train, to tie a ribbon in the top of the old apple tree. Now, preacher, we're getting almost there, and I can't bear to look. Will you look for me?" So I brushed the dust off the windows of the old train, and I looked out. And I looked back at him, and I said, "Sonny, you don't have a thing to worry about. Why, that old apple tree is in full blossom. It's got white rags tied on every limb. And out under that old apple tree, there's gray hair. Mom and Dad standing there, waving a big old white bed sheet, saying, 'Come on home, son. Come on home, son.' You know, folks, that's just the way that our Jesus is today. He's standing there with outstretched arms at the doors of heaven, saying, 'Come on home, children. Come on home. Welcome home.' You know, all we've got to do is just listen to him and reach out to him. Because, people, he's standing there today with outstretched arms, just welcoming all of us home, saying, 'Come on home, children. Come on home.'"